Welcome, future road warriors, to the deep dive. Ever just picture yourself cruising down A1A, maybe windows down, sun shining, feeling that real sense of freedom a driver's license gives you here in Florida?
Yeah, it's a big deal that first solo trip or just getting to work without relying on rides. It's independence.
Totally. And that whole journey, it really starts with one key thing: nailing your Florida DMV permit test. Okay, let's unpack this. Today, we're diving deep, really deep, into your essential guide, Mastering the Florida DMV Exam. It's the Road Scholar Publishing Guide for 2025-2026. Our mission here is to give you, our listener, a kind of shortcut, right, to understanding the best ways to prep and all that really crucial Florida-specific stuff you got to know. And we're pulling everything straight from the pages of this book because, look, it's not just about passing. It's about making sure you're clued in, confident, and, yeah, safe driver from the get-go.
Absolutely. And the book makes a fascinating point about the why behind getting licensed. It's more than just driving, it's like a gateway. Think about it. You unlock access to Florida's huge road network. We're talking over 275,000 miles, Miami streets, Orlando parks, the Everglades. It connects you to all of it.
That's a lot of road.
It really is. And beyond that, the guide points out these other skills you pick up: decision-making, focus, real responsibility, even things like spatial awareness. Skills for life, really. But you know, there's a serious side too. The book mentions the FLHSMV stats. Traffic crashes are a top cause of injury and death here. So that thorough prep, it's critical.
Yeah, that really grounds it. It's about keeping everyone safe, not just getting your license. Okay, so let's map out the path the book lays down for earning that Florida license. It breaks it into six pretty clear steps, makes it seem less overwhelming. First up, you got that mandatory 4-hour course, the Traffic Law and Substance Abuse Education, or TLSAE.
Sometimes called the data course, right?
Exactly. And the book presents it as foundational. It's about understanding how impairment or, distractions mess with your driving before you even start the engine, building that safety mindset early. Then, step two, basic vision and hearing tests. Pretty straightforward, but obviously vital.
Can't drive safely if you can't see or hear properly. Makes sense.
Right. Step three, this is the big one for our chat today: passing the 50-question knowledge test. Need 40 right answers. That's 80%.
And the guide has strategies for that, which we'll get into.
Definitely. Fourth, gathering all your documents: ID, residency proof, Social Security info. The book calls it your adventurer's pack of papers, which I kind of like.
Ha, yeah. Gotta have the paperwork sorted.
Fifth is the road test,
Yeah.
showing you can actually handle the car 3-point turns, backing up straight for what, 50 feet?
Yeah, demonstrating basic control.
And finally, step six. You clear all that, you get your official Florida driver's license. Boom. The book also makes sure to mention the graduated driver license program, the GDL, for younger drivers.
Which is super important. It's a safer, structured way for teens to learn, build skills gradually.
So that's the roadmap. Now, how does the book itself suggest you use it effectively? That's key, right? Not just having the map, but knowing how to read it.
Exactly. And this comes straight from the introduction and chapter one. The number one piece of advice: read it completely.
Not just skim for answers.
Right. The book warns against that, because truly understanding the why behind the rules, that's what makes you a safer driver long term. Passing is just the first step. Then it gets practical. It suggests taking your time, breaking study sessions down. Don't try to cram it all in.
Yeah, avoid that information overload.
And actively use the tools in the book. Highlight things.
Yeah.
And really pay attention to the diagrams and illustrations. They're great for visualizing maneuvers, like, say, how to navigate a tricky intersection.
Makes sense. Visuals help.
The big theme is active engagement. Don't just let your eyes glaze over the page. The book literally says underline stuff, jot questions in the margins, try summarizing sections in your own words.
So really interact with it.
Precisely. It helps lock it in your memory way better than just reading it over and over. And connecting it back, while all the info helps you be a good driver, the book guides you to focus hard on those core test areas. Road rules, traffic signs, safe driving practices, that's your immediate goal.
That makes a lot of sense. Focus where it counts for the test, but understand the whole picture for the road. Okay, and this is where it gets really interesting, because Florida driving, well, it's got its own flavor, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Weather, tourists, unique road setups.
And the book zooms right in on those Florida-specific things that pop up on the test and that you just need to know living and driving here. Let's talk about the point system.
Right, the accountability piece.
Yeah, and the book frames it not just as punishment, but as a way to flag and help drivers improve. It shows how it ties into tackling Florida's traffic safety challenges. The thresholds are clear: 12 points in 12 months, 30-day suspension.
Then it ramps up. 18 points in 18 months is 3 months suspension.
And 24 points over 36 months, that's a full year suspension. It escalates quickly.
It's a serious system.
And speed limits. School zones, obviously critical. 20 mile per hour during those posted hours. Statewide max is 70 mile per hour on certain highways.
Mm-hmm.
And signaling, got to give at least 100 feet notice before turns.
The book helps visualize that 100 feet, right? Like a couple of car lengths. Makes it more intuitive.
Yeah, exactly. Not just a number. And the following distance, that classic 3 to 4 second rule. The book really stresses this for Florida's often heavy traffic.
Crucial buffer space.
And for bicycle safety, it's that non-negotiable 3 foot minimum passing distance. The book really emphasizes seeing it from the cyclist's perspective.
Yeah, that 3 foot rule, it's about acknowledging vulnerability on the road. The illustrations in the guide really help drive that home.
Totally. And the school bus laws, super strict. And for obvious reasons, the book is crystal clear. Flashing red lights, stop arm extended, you stop, period.
Hmm.
Big fines and 4 points otherwise.
Protect the kids, non-negotiable.
For younger drivers, those junior driver laws under the GDL are key. Curfews, 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. for 16-year-olds.
And 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for 17-year-olds. It's about managing risk during those higher risk late hours while they gain experience.
Makes sense. Then there's turning. Right. Turn on red is usually okay after a full stop. And the book clarifies that specific left turn on red rule, too, only from a one-way street onto another one-way street, again, after a full stop.
And the book doesn't just state the rule. It uses diagrams, shows you exactly when and where it applies. Context is everything.
Absolutely. And the move over law. So important. You have to move over a lane, or if you can't, slow down significantly at least 20 mile per hour below the limit for any stopped emergency vehicle, tow truck, service vehicle with lights flashing.
Or down to 5 mile per hour if the speed limit is already 20 or less.
Right. The book calls it creating a safety bubble. It's a lifesaver for people working roadside. And Florida's headlight law, remember, headlights on in rain, smoke, or fog, not just nighttime.
That catches people out sometimes. Our weather changes fast.
It sure does. And finally, the road test. The book focuses on what they do test. 3-point turns, backing up, straight-in parking. And it specifically notes big relief for many perilous parking is no longer required on the Florida test.
That's always a big question people have.
Yeah. The guide really emphasizes how all these rules prepare you for Florida's unique mix. The sudden storms, the tourist traffic, everything. It's about being adaptable.
And building on that need for specific knowledge and adaptability, the book provides some really solid study techniques. This is the how to actually make the information stick. This comes from chapters 1 and 9.
Okay, so what are the big ones?
Well, first is spaced repetition. Don't cram. The book strongly advises spreading your studying out over time, days, weeks. It helps move info into your long-term memory much better.
Makes sense. Less stressful too, probably.
Definitely. Then there's self-testing. After you read a section, close the book. Try to recall the main points out loud or jot them down. That active recall is way more powerful than just rereading passively.
Like exercising your brain.
Exactly. Another cool one, teach someone else. Try explaining a concept, like the right-of-way rules, to a friend or family member. It forces you to organize your thoughts and instantly shows you what you don't quite understand yet.
Huh. Interesting technique.
Yeah. Also, connect to existing knowledge. Link new stuff to things you already know. If you understand basic traffic signals, use that as a base to understand more complex intersection signs explained in the book.
Build on what you've got.
Right. And maybe most importantly for driving, use real-world application. When you're a passenger, actively watch. Notice the signs, the road markings, how drivers behave. Connect it back to what you're reading in the guide. Makes it real.
Turns passive passenger time into study time. Clever.
And the book's core message here is focus on understanding, not memorization. If you get the why behind a rule, you'll remember it and apply it correctly. Rote memorization fades. Understanding sticks.
That feels like the key to being a good driver, not just passing.
It really is. Oh, and don't forget to take breaks. Short, focused study sessions are better than marathon cramming. The book even points you to its companion podcast. Use that QR code. Listen while you're commuting or working out. Reinforce the learning.
Okay, those are great practical tips. So you've used these techniques, you're feeling prepped. Now what? Let's talk about that final practice run, the mock permit test in chapter 10. The book calls it a critical tool.
Absolutely critical. It's your diagnostic.
Right. And the guide has a clear strategy for using it. First, take it before you feel totally ready, cold turkey. See where your gaps are immediately.
Find your weak spots right away.
Exactly. Then go back and review the chapters covering the topics you struggled with. But here's the key the book stresses. Don't just look up the right answers. Understand the explanations for every single question. Why was this right? Why were the others wrong?
That's where the deep learning happens, understanding the distractors.
Totally. Then keep retaking that mock test until you're consistently hitting, say, 85% or higher. The guide suggests 43 out of 48 correct on their practice test. That's your signal you're likely ready for the real deal.
And the book gives tips for the actual multiple choice test too, right? Things like reading all the options first.
Yes. Crucial, because sometimes there are tricky options, distractors, that sound plausible but aren't the best answer according to FLHSMV standards.
Gotta watch out for those.
And use the process of elimination. If you can knock out two wrong answers, your odds get way better. Also, be wary of words like always or never. Driving situations often have nuances.
Good point. Absolutes are rare on the road.
And the book offers this golden rule. When in doubt, choose safety. The test is designed around safe practices, so the option that represents the safest course of action, that's usually your winner.
Solid advice.
Test anxiety is real too. The book tackles this. It says early prep is your best defense. Get good sleep, 7 to 8 hours, eat something light beforehand.
Don't go in hungry or rushed.
Right. Arrive 15, 20 minutes early. Give yourself time to settle. And if you feel nervous during the test, positive self-talk, deep breaths. The book suggests these simple techniques can really help center you.
Manage the nerves.
And hey, if you don't pass the first time, it happens. The book says don't sweat it too much. Review your weak areas again. Use the guide and podcast. Take more practice tests. You have to pay a re-exam fee, of course.
And there's that specific rule for under 18s testing online, right? After three fails, you have to go in person.
Yeah, exactly. It ensures they get the support they need. So the book really provides a full circle of preparation, testing, and even handling setbacks.
So, okay, let's wrap this up. What's the bottom line here? After going through mastering the Florida DMV exam using these strategies, well, you're genuinely equipped. You have the knowledge, the techniques, the Florida specifics. You're ready to approach driving here with real confidence.
It's about translating that book knowledge into road habits.
Precisely. The ultimate takeaway the book drives home is make this knowledge into responsible habits. Always think safety first. Buckle up every single time. Stay alert. Put the phone down. Remember that law about no manual typing on wireless devices while driving?
Yeah, headlights on in rain, smoke, or fog?
Yes. Those Florida specifics matter daily. So this leads to kind of a final thought for you, the listener, prompted by the book's overall message. How will you take this knowledge and apply it? Not just to pass, but as a lifelong commitment to responsible driving, how will your preparation, guided by this book, help make Florida's roads with our unique weather, busy tourist seasons, sometimes unpredictable wildlife safer for absolutely everyone? It really isn't just about getting that plastic card. It's about joining a community of drivers who look out for each other. It's turning that dream of freedom into a shared reality of safe, enjoyable driving for all of us here in the Sunshine State.